Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
It's time for another tasty recipe for us all to try this weekend. I'm delighted to be joined by Garrett Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel. Garrett, good morning to you. What have you got for us? What delicacy are we going to talk about today? My mouth is already drooling at the thought of speaking to you this morning.
Good man, how are you, Bobby? I'm going to do a couple of summer classics. We've got a prawn pill. I'm only back from the holidays. I think I was eating this every day while I was away. And we'll try and get to some peri-peri chicken as well. So perfect barbecue dishes for hopefully what's a sunny weekend.
Okay. So the prawns pill then, again, just the garlic is really the key here, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's probably our most classic tapas, I suppose. I think we all eat it while we're on holidays. And it's a relatively easy dish to recreate once you follow the rules of not burning the garlic. I think that's the biggest pitfall that people make. So what do you need? We're going to need some Tiger prawns, or if the budget stretches it, Dublin Bay prawns or langoustines would be perfect. You need 4 cloves of garlic, which we're going to peel and slice as fine as you can. One red chili chopped, leave the seeds in. I think the little bit of spice works well here. 80 grams of a good olive oil. 1 lemon, which we're going to use the juice for. Some chopped coriander, or if you don't like coriander, basil or parsley works brilliant. And salt and pepper. So you stick a pan on, like if you have a heavy base pan, it works well here because it helps the temperature regulate and not get too hot. And you want to put it on a medium to low setting on your stove. So what does that mean? Like halfway, you don't want the oil to get smoking hot. It needs to just get up to about like 90 to 100 degrees if you have a thermometer. And then what you just do is, as the oil comes up to temperature, drop a little bit of garlic in, and if it sizzles really hard, like really aggressively, take the pan off the heat. That's telling you it's too hot. It should just be gently sizzling. So if it's doing that, drop the rest of the garlic in, and then you're going to cook that garlic, just let it simmer away for about 10 minutes. What's happening here is you're turning that into a beautiful garlic oil. You don't want the garlic to go too dark, as I said, because it'll turn the oil bitter. And then after that 10 minutes is up, very, very easy, higher up the temperature a little bit, add in your chili, add in your peeled and deep veined prawns, and then you're going to cook that for about 2 minutes. That's all it's going to take. And then you just take it off the heat, big squeeze of lemon juice, throw in all those herbs, and then bring it to the table. And what's perfect for this is some crusty baguette. If you want to just slice it, drizzle it with some olive oil, char grill it on the barbecue, or pop them into the oven to make crostinis, or fresh bread is also perfect. And that's your classic prawns pill.
And it's all about running the baguette into the juice of the prawns, isn't it? Isn't that where the real,
you know it, Bobby,
where the rubber hits the road?
The exactly.
What about the peri-peri chicken?
Peri-peri chicken, again, another classic dish for the barbecue. And again, you'd see this if you're on your holidays in Portugal or Spain. You'd see a bit of it as well, but it really is a Portuguese dish. To make the marinade, you're going to need an onion, 4 cloves of garlic, a couple of chilies, some sweet smoked paprika. Try and get the smoked. I think it really works here. A couple of lemons, 50 ml of olive oil, 20 grams of salt, 500 ml of white wine vinegar. That's what brings the acidity. I think that's the thing, sometimes people miss that. Some picked thyme and oregano and fresh salt and pepper. Put all of that into a blender and blitz it up, and what you're left with is this kind of red marinade. Then all we need to do with that marinade, if you have the confidence to dejoint the whole chicken, great. So take the legs and thighs off the board, and then split the breast in half and score them, and then you pop it into that marinade. The butcher will happily do that for you, or of course you can buy it already cut up into pieces. And then marinate that for at least 3 or 4 hours, because we really want that vinegar to penetrate into the meat and it'll tenderize the chicken. And then all we need to do is preheat our barbecue nice and hot, give it a good sear skin side down, and then you just cook it. Make sure always when we're cooking chicken, we have to get it up to 75 degrees. If you have a thermometer, it's your only man. Or make sure it's hot all the way through and those juices are running clear before you take it off the barbecue.
Very important.
Yeah, really important.
Can I ask you this, Gareth? Can you split the marinade and use half it as a sauce, as in, so to hold back some of the ingredients and then heat that separately for pouring over the chicken?
That's a brilliant point that you've made there. So keep a little bit of it on the side that you can brush the chicken while it's on the barbecue. But you said something very important there. If you want to serve it as the sauce, put it on the stove in a pot and cook it for about 10 minutes. Because remember, there's raw garlic and raw onion in there. So it'd probably be a little bit too aggressive to serve as a dip.
Yeah.
But if you just bring that sauce to the boil, it'll cook out the garlic and the onion. And it would be perfect for dipping that peri-peri chicken into.
Yeah. And finally then, what about sort of basting the chicken? Do you recommend then that you keep brushing the chicken with the marinade as you go through the process?
Yeah, that's what I do. But you know the other top tip I'll give you for barbecue? If you take some apple cider vinegar and you put it into a clean spray bottle, and then you do half apple cider vinegar and half water, and keep that beside the barbecue. And whether you're grilling burgers or sausages or anything that you're grilling, if you feel that it's taking too much temperature and you're trying to cool it down quickly, give it a little spray with the apple cider vinegar.
Good man, gotta go. Thanks a million, Gareth.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.